Good morning, everybody. This is SoCal Traffic Cast.
And this is Edgar.
And this is Tim. And we're coming at you live for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday morning, July 7th, after a big long break.
Very nice.
Vacation.
Yes, Tim, vacation. This is the AM show. Ooh, I'm lively right now. I feel it.
Well, I'm my first day back from vacation. I should be all rested, right?
Yeah.
You know, I actually broke up my vacation enough to where it was kind of nice. Had a good time, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know you had a lot of plans. Wasn't sure if those plans were actually going to go through, but let us know.
Well, I did sail the Catalina for the first time. That was fun.
I did see those pictures.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were actually where you were until a few pictures later, and I go, man, that's Catalina.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we went over, and that was good. It was a beautiful day. It's one of those things going, man, isn't this awesome? We're out in the water in the middle of the ocean. It's absolutely gorgeous out.
Yes.
You know, and we have beer, mm-hmm. We have whiskey,
woo!
And we have food.
I love it.
See? It was all good.
So good.
And then, so we get to Catalina, and we get moored, and...
You get moored?
Moored.
What does you mean you docked or something?
No, it basically means that instead of dropping your anchor, they have, like, floating balls with anchors at the bottom of them that you tie up to.
Oh, okay.
So... It's
like a little parking space.
It's like a little parking space.
Oh, cool.
Yep. My problem is that we end up being moored out of the main harbor.
Ooh.
And it was a little rough.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get into the chops.
Yeah, we were like sitting out there in the waves, swashing all back and forth.
Ooh.
And we went on shore for a little bit, got a little dinner and walked around a little bit, but... mostly just hung out on the boat and
sounds like sea legs.
Couldn't sleep.
Well, I wouldn't be able to sleep. I mean, it's something that you just don't do every single day. So
yeah, it's one of those things. It's like you want to drink more so you can go to sleep. On the other hand, if you drink more, you might start getting sick.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
and you can't stop it once you get sick.
Nuh-uh.
You're in the chop. Uh-uh. How come you couldn't get closer?
Well,
cost more or something?
No, it was all full.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
First come, first serve. We went out on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, if you want to get inside, you have to come, like, on Thursday.
Wow.
I'm like,
Wow. Yeah, but that sounds like a lot of fun, though, because the weather was beautiful. I know it was hot over here last weekend. Not this weekend, but last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It was nice over there, and we were out on the water. It was all good.
Yeah, it's always nice over there. Now, nice. How long did it take you?
It only took us about 4 hours there and back, which is really, really good for where we're at and stuff.
Yeah.
But, it didn't take that long. And
yeah, that's actually not very long at all.
No.
When it takes an hour on the express, the motor express.
Yeah, it takes an hour on the express, and you see that guy, you know what I mean? He comes back and forth like twice when you're sailing over. And it's like this huge boat with this huge, massive jet stream popping out the back because they got turbine engines on.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, rawr!
Oh, yeah.
I think, though, the most interesting thing I saw was on the way back, and I see this one of the, cigar boats.
Uh-huh.
One of the big, powerful boats, and they're flying, and I'm going, there's something behind it.
Uh-huh.
And as he comes by, I notice there's a guy, full helmet, protective gear, water skiing behind it.
Oh, man.
It had to be like 50, 60 miles an hour at least.
That's nice.
I was like, damn.
That's nice.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, and that's a long way to ski. I mean, Catalina and back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They did it.
I was thinking to myself, I'm going, is he doing it all the way? Is he going all the way?
Yeah.
Is that his thing? Ooh, a little scary. Mm. So, went to Catalina, came back. We did meet a local, like a born and raised homegrown gal.
In Catalina?
In Catalina.
Oh.
You know, she was born there on the island. She was went to school on the island. She works now on the island.
What? She didn't. She never went far.
No, she didn't. She didn't go far at all.
What does she do?
Well, she's a waitress. I mean, what else? There's not a lot of.
There's not much there.
There's not a bunch of careers.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, servitude.
Yeah. I know. I think I want to say last time I was there, I met the either the phone guy. Yeah, it was the phone guy. There was one guy.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm it."
I'm the phone guy.
I'm the phone guy.
Hey, good job if you can get it.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But not a ton of work and get paid a lot when you do work.
Yeah.
That's a dang good job if you can get it.
Yeah, I think he stays there during the week. And he comes in during the weekend.
Oh, wow. He doesn't even live there full time.
Yeah, he doesn't live there full time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a job.
Well, in that case, it's a crappy job.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, it's crappy because you're away from your family for 5 days. And then you come back to your family on the weekend.
Yeah.
Those are crappy jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who went to Catalina, by the way?
Well, you know, my boat partner, Dave, and then his buddy, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't as exciting of what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Working.
You didn't work that weekend.
You're right. I was off. Feels like I've been working.
You worked when I went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You're working.
So you did Vegas, too.
A little slave to the grind. You know, that's kind of the real interesting story. I have a friend up in Vegas who's going through a divorce. Now, this is a girlfriend of mine, but not a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's a friend girl.
It's a friend girl.
Yeah. And I remember on the last show, we were kind of talking a little bit about it.
Yeah,
what
I
she's
mean,
going through.
We went to high school together, and we didn't sleep with each other.
Oh, okay. So she's a girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we were very close friends. And you know what that means. I wanted to sleep with her, but she didn't want to sleep with me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it means.
Yeah, so we get over that. But eventually I got over that. I met Carrie and whatever.
Yeah.
And so Carrie and her
She's glad that you got over that, too.
Yeah. Carrie and her kind of became friends over time, and we'd go up there and see them every once in a while. But they're going through a divorce.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, bad days.
Yeah.
And divorce is bad days.
Yep.
For everybody.
Yep.
So I talked to her last week, and she's like, hey, I really miss you. I just need somebody to talk to. I need to air some of this. And because she's been basically a stay-at-home mom, and even though Carrie and I have really tried to encourage her to, like, you know, get involved in Mom's Club and do other things, she didn't want to do that, so she just stayed at home. So her friend base is very limited. And she went out. So on Friday, we decided that we were going to go to Vegas on Monday, either Sunday night or Monday.
Right.
So I had IM'd her and left her a message and said, hey, we're coming up. And the last message I got from her was, hey, I'm at the INS taking my citizenship test, LOL.
Right.
And I am from her. That's the last one. That's the last message I received from her. And I kept all weekend long trying to get a hold of her. Nothing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, during the week.
Yeah.
Towards
the end of the week. I think it was actually Thursday that
or
this
something.
All came about.
Yeah.
And so for like an entire day and during the week and the next week, I couldn't get a hold of her. So for a while, I got pissed. And then about Sunday night, I think I started to get a little worried.
Yeah.
Because I'm going, man, this is not totally out of character for her, because sometimes she drops off.
Right.
But still, you know, we were right in the middle of a conversation and just stopped in the middle.
Yeah. So, especially with everything that's going on.
Yeah. So I didn't hear from her, and then I noticed that on her MySpace page she had dropped in on her MySpace page on Sunday.
Right.
I said, oh, okay, well, she's not freaking dead. So now I'm going to have to kill her. And I sent her a pretty nasty email, and she emailed me back. She's like, And she said, "Hey, I left my phone at the INS office."
What?
And it's her.
They confiscated her phone?
No, she just left it there. Oh. She forgot it there, and she had to go back on Monday and pick it up. So on Monday, we headed out there and went up, saw her on Tuesday and stuff, and came and hung
out.
But, yeah, she, like, disappeared on me for, like, 3 days.
So is she okay?
You know, divorce is bad days.
Yeah.
You know, it's she's... She's not in the hurt mindset of it. It's all the agony of the financial stuff is going on right now.
Yeah.
And that's just part of it. She won a massive settlement in the divorce case, which is like two-thirds of her two-thirds or more of her ex-husband's income, and he's basically not paying it.
Well, how can you pay it?
He can't pay it. That's the thing. She kind of hit him at using an example of income of a very, very high point in his life, which was very short-lived.
Right.
And isn't anything near what he makes now, I'm sure. And he can't pay it, you know?
Yeah.
He just, I don't know what she's exactly expecting. I think is even working as a whole is limited right now, because of something, you know, an injury or something. So, the house is going into foreclosure, and she doesn't have any money for food. And we're like, "Well, you're divorced now. You can't be a stay-at-home mom.
No, you got to go find something to do.
You got to go to work." And she's like, "But I'm a stay-at-home mom." I said, "No, you're a single mom.
Yeah, that changed.
There's a difference." You know, and she's having a hard time with the reality setting in. You know, you were a stay-at-home mom while you were keeping your marriage together and everything was fine. Now, the divorce is not entirely your fault, but it's not entirely not your fault.
Yeah.
And you got to live with it and go to work.
Yep. There you go.
But I tell you one thing, man. The divorce is sporting her a rocking new body.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, man. She looks better than she did when she was 18.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Whatever that means, I don't even know. I haven't seen her, but
yeah, she
take your
good.
Word for it. Okay.
She looks good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she looks good. And I told her that.
You did.
I said on the good news side, did you live in Las Vegas, you're sporting that body.
Uh-huh.
And money shouldn't be far away.
Oh, my God.
It shouldn't be very hard to find.
Oh, my goodness. A few nights out, you're going to be good as new.
That's right. Everything will be all right.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be all right. So anyway,
yeah.
We went to Vegas. I didn't put one nickel in one slot machine. I didn't sit down to one poker table. Didn't play blackjack.
No card games.
I didn't do a single thing.
No card games. That's amazing for you.
That is
cards. Card game. When I stopped by 4th of July... The cards were out. It was, you know, everybody was talking and everything else was going, and I got to a point, where are the cards? Where are the chips?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not me. That's by my addict brother-in-law, though.
Yeah, John. Yeah. 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 I played one hand, and I said, "Leah, come here. You play. You know how to play."
Yeah. He was playing some poker.
Yeah.
I didn't play, though.
Oh, you didn't play after? Okay.
Yeah,
no, you weren't playing when I was there.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't play
left.
At all. No, yeah. Even after everybody left, and no, we didn't play one thing, any games or anything. Basically, you know, the weekend was about getting away from the house, getting away from the village of people at my house.
Yeah,
and getting into, going up and seeing my friend, and also hanging out with the boy, because my son's going to be gone for 2 weeks.
When is that going to happen?
He leaves what is it, the 16th, whenever that is, and next Friday or whatever, or next Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
And he won't be back till the 30th.
Where is he going to go to? Arkansas.
Arkansas. See my sister.
Oh, he's going to have fun.
See my sister and my brother.
He's going to have fun. He's going to be out there in the wilderness in the heat. Humid.
Oh, God. Humid, hot, nasty, miserable.
Yeah, he's going to have fun. Every time he goes inside the house, he goes, what do you do inside the house? No, it's daylight. You got to go outside.
No, they don't go outside in Arkansas.
They don't?
No. No, they have cheap electricity and air conditioning.
Ooh, that's
and, like,
on.
All the houses out there that I've ever been in are cold to like 65 degrees Ooh. Inside. You just walk inside and you get a brain freeze for
God.
A little bit. And then you just stay inside. You do not go out of the house.
You start the car before you even jump in the car with air conditioning when those electric starts.
Well, I don't know how my brother-in-law does it. Because my brother-in-law is a bigger guy like me.
Oh, okay.
And bigger than me.
He's an earthy guy.
He's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And so he and he has a landscaping business that he works during the summer.
Ooh.
And puts in landscaping, installs irrigation, and does some lawns and stuff like that. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it because I'd be dying.
Oh, yeah. So would I.
Just kill me now.
Yeah. Now, that's his part-time?
No, it was a full-time business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but in Arkansas, it's only a summer business.
Oh,
you work your ass off all summer long, but in winter, for at least a couple of months, 2-3 months, it really shuts down.
Oh, okay.
It's
that's
really
not
slow.
Bad.
Yeah, so.
A little vacation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we went to Adventure Dome in Vegas.
Adventure.
Circus Adventure Dome.
I haven't been in Circus in...
Forever?
Forever.
Well, when you drive through the strip and you see Circus, there's a big purple dome attached to the back of it. That's Adventure Dome.
Oh, okay.
And it has rides in it. It's like a little mini amusement park.
Right, with air conditioning.
With air conditioning, that's right. There's the key. And
keep
we
it
took,
inside.
Yeah, we took the boy there and we played around inside of there and went on all the rides. And mostly him and his mom went on the rides.
Okay.
Because I went on a couple rides. Start getting a little sick. I can't
not
do
quite.
Barf rides anymore. Everything in there was barf ride.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the roller coaster had two loops back to back, went right into a corkscrew.
Holy.
I mean, that was the whole ride. You went up, you went down two loops, corkscrew, around a corner, and you're done.
Yeah.
You know, it's inside. It
it's
doesn't
inside.
Have a lot
yeah,
of room. But it's like, okay, that's fine. And then we went right from there, and we got on, you know, the swinging pirate ship.
Uh-huh.
You know, take them right to the edge.
Right.
Right at the furthest part. Woo!
Yeah.
Back and forth. I'm like,
not quite the same as it used to be.
Yeah, and then we went on the water ride, which, you know, obviously you don't get sick on that.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, I need to take a break.
Yeah, a long break.
And then they had this ride that you sit on like a motorcycle chair.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you're facing out on a circular disc. Okay, now the circular disc swings.
Okay.
Okay. Now imagine that circular disc is mounted on a track shaped like a big U.
Okay.
Okay. And then you ride up the side of the U and back down the side of the room while you're spinning.
While you're spinning. Ooh.
Barf-o-matic is what I call
God.
That one.
I don't think I can handle that. Just even right now, even thinking about it.
Yeah. And then the other ride that they had was the inverter. And it just did what it said. It basically took you, swung you.
Uh-huh.
And then turned you upside down and hung you there for a while.
Ooh.
Swung you around some more, turned you upside down. And the way it, I don't know how to explain it, the way it turned you upside down was not just like it was fixed. It actually, you know, swung you forward so you faced out and then came up. It was, you know, barf-o-matic too.
That's enough of that.
So, but Circus, you know, we got really cheap rooms. And then we figured out how they could give you really cheap rooms. They basically rape you on everything else.
Oh.
We had to pay $1 per night local phone service phone fee, even though we weren't going to use the phone.
So you had cell phones. Just unplug the damn thing.
That's right. So there's $1 a night that we got when we got there. Got hit with when we got there. And then, you know, it's Vegas. You expect to be able to find certain things inexpensively.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like my dollar hot dog.
Exactly.
$3.
$3.
The bargain hot dog was $3.
Holy cow. $3 for prime rib or steak and eggs.
No coffee in the room.
Huh.
No little coffee maker in the room. You know, most hotels, little coffee maker now.
Sure.
No coffee maker.
Did you have to put quarters on the TV?
No, I didn't have to do that. The TV was lame. It was like the basic channels and nothing else.
Nothing else.
No HBO, no good stuff like that.
Huh. And the remote was just screwed to the table.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, we went out for food late one night. And again, the only food that was available was $3 hot dogs or their regular diner, but I was bringing it back to the room. And, you know, I spent $18 on a late night snack.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah. And then
how many hot dogs did you have? Let's see, 18 divided by 3?
No. I got two hot dogs, and then I knew Carrie wouldn't want a hot dog, so I got her a donut, and we got some milk and cereal. It was nuts.
Yeah.
You know? And those were the cheapest things on the menu I'm ordering. The cheapest things were $3.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I'm like, oh, I need to get some coffee. So I'm going around looking for coffee. Like, the cheapest coffee was $4.
Ooh, Starbucks.
Just coffee. And no coffee in the room. So that, you know.
Yeah.
Man.
So this starts you off on
that
$29.
They got their $60 a night room. They got it.
Oh, I thought it was like $30 a night. Like, the special, because
it's
Sunday.
It was $30 a night. But then the add-ons. No cheap food.
Yeah.
And you're stuck in the hotel.
$60.
$60 a night.
Man, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, well, Vegas really isn't, you know. I told Carrie, I said, man, Circus Buffet used to be the thing for cheap.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't going to cost you a lot of money. And so we went to the buffet for lunch. Lunch, mind you. Lunch.
Uh-huh. Lunch, yes.
$14 a person.
Ooh.
Plus tax, some crazy gratuity thing. So it came to $41 for the three of us.
Oh, that's not right.
So I don't know what that works out to be.
Like
whatever it is.
$8-$10 a person, if that. You can have a hamburger, Coke, and a fry.
So,
no
yeah,
kids
well, I mean,
meal,
that's
sure.
the thing. It was supposed to be the bomb, and it sucked. It just sucked. And so that was my rating on Circus was not good.
Wouldn't do it again.
Sure I would. I'm in Vegas.
As long as we're in Vegas. Yes.
So I'm going on vacation again in 30 days. Less than 30 days. 20-some, 3 days.
Oh, really?
Or something like that. Yeah.
Man, I got to get my vacation time in here soon.
I can't wait. 3 weeks, I go on again.
Woo.
Yeah. Man, still past due, though.
Yeah.
You too.
Oh, I'm way past due.
So the next vacation, the beginning of the vacation, is going to be just Carrie and I. So Carrie and I are going on something together. We don't know what.
Oh, it'd be a surprise.
Yeah, we've ruled out cruises because we've been lazy and haven't got our passports.
Right, and now you do need them.
And now you need them to go anywhere.
Yeah, even on those inexpensive Mexico cruise.
So we think we're going back up to Vegas.
Circus. I hear that's a deal.
No, not for just the two of us. For the two of us, we're going to go somewhere nice.
Yeah, all the way.
Yeah, we're going to go do something nice. I think, it starts with my four-day, 10-day, and then I'm gone.
Okay.
So I think maybe we'll leave Wednesday night, go up, have a couple of nights in the hotel room, and then...
I think you got it planned out.
Yeah.
I think it's planned.
And then we'll spend probably a couple nights at my friend Gabby's house.
There you go. If she's still there.
If she's still there. No, she has. The house isn't going to foreclosure until, I think she has to be out, she said, in September.
Okay. Just time for you to help move.
Yeah. I won't be on vacation then, unfortunately. So anyway, that was my vacation. What'd
Good.
You do?
Well, we're almost at work. That's going to have to be our evening show or afternoon show.
Well, we did do the movie thing for July 4th.
Oh, that was very nice.
Yeah, it's set up very nice. That cloth works pretty good that I got. That nylon. That works pretty good. But I think I'm going to make a bigger one out of expandable PVC. And because I could go bigger.
Yeah.
Back there.
Yeah, you definitely can.
And then I'm going to get a light silver super metallic paint.
Oh yeah, that'll keep it all in.
And paint it on there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
See how that works.
Cool.
All right, so okay. We should get out of here, huh?
Yeah.
This has been Tim.
And this is Edgar.
And you've been listening to SoCal Traffic Cast. Please check us out online at www.socaltrafficcast.com. Oh, I had to belch. That was not good. All right. Later, everybody.